Love yourself, baby, you gotta stand up for that self. Love yourself, lady, you know, no, you got that well. That personal stock, I said, that stamina, that stuff you got. Lots you wanna figure it out, maybe lay down a plot. Not a burial one, but one that can grow.
Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
Let's go!
It is Friday, the 26th of March, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, tomorrow is World Theater Day, and for the second year in a row, there's no theater in the world. At least in our world, anyway. What can we do about it? We'll talk about that and keep you entertained with lots of local music. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, hey, happy Friday. How you doing? Great. Let's talk about COVID-19 and the arts in BC. As you know, over the past summer, the theater community was limping along to get back to work under the guidelines put forth by the health authority. Masks, sanitizer, social distance, limited seating, and one-person shows or stage readings, it all seemed to be working. Theaters were well managed. Patrons were compliant. There weren't any reported infections or outbreaks at any of the venues. It wasn't perfect, but we got by. Then, in November, everything was shut down to curtail a growing resurgence in cases. We were doing our best to work within the limits, but our best wasn't good enough, so we had to close. Fair enough. Except was it? The initial ruling was that live theater had to close, but cinemas could stay open. And when the theater community brought this to the attention of the government, they said, "You're right, this isn't fair." And they closed the movie houses, too. But sports bars could stay open. And this is where it gets weird. The Rio on Broadway and Commercial is a repurposed cinema with a liquor license that shows movies, live music, theater, and sports. They discovered that if they dropped the movies, music, and theater and just showed sports, they could stay open at increased capacity. According to a recent article in createastir.ca, instead of maximum audiences of 50 people for movies, they could let in 125 to watch the Canucks. In the same seats and on the same screen as Star Wars marathons and the sing-along Sound of Music. Now, I understand that we're faced with a unique set of problems, and the people making the decisions have a lot of things to consider when deciding when things can reopen and who gets priority, but there does seem to be some inconsistencies in those decisions. We just want to be treated fairly. So if you haven't already, send an email or a tweet to Dr. Bonnie Henry, Health Minister Adrian Dix, your own local MLA, including Vancouver West End Spencer Chandra Herbert and Point Grey's David Eby, and tell them that the arts can and have operated in a safe manner and deserve to reopen. Now this.
I'm not afraid to die. guitar followed me around with that hollow cyclops eye. I turned its face to the wall. I used to love that thing. I don't know what to feel about the things I once loved.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
Grief and its necessity, sputtering and flinching, full of haunting echoes, supreme hopefulness and self-canceling disbelief will scramble to reframe memory.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
Loss makes memories visible, a self-suturing wound. Equal parts, bridge and void, narrow span of consciousness, picture a familiar cabinet emptied, filled with projections at a glance.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. The things I held in hand, like they were always there. Don't know what I feel about the things I once loved. The things I held in hand, like they were always there. Don't know what I feel about the things I once loved.
My turntable's in for repair. Its absence left a dust-free square. My mind projected, remained in light right there. I heard the whole album, Doctor, back to front, I swear.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects.
The Carnegie Community Action Project is based out of the downtown East Side. We work to help people fight gentrification, increase the welfare rates, as well as to fight for the rights of the people of the downtown East Side. Please join our cause.
Please come to the CCAP volunteer meetings every Friday at 11:15, the Carnegie Community Center on the third floor. Thank you very much.
Housing now for the Oppenheimer homeless.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. clouds darken up the skyway, there's an east side byway to be found, just visible from your window pane. It's a place with lots of sun, near Commercial and the Broadway Sky Train. Like farmers market and buy vegetables and fruit, yeah. Microgreens and blue potatoes, turmeric lattes, and of course some kombucha. Somewhere just east of Maine, go home at last. If sweet Tibetan prayer flags fly just east of Maine, oh why can't I?
In celebration of International World Theater Day, Western Gold Theater presents My First Time. Host Linda Cullen and some of our favorite local theater artists take us back to their first time in the theater. Stories on stage, backstage, and in the house, told in their own voices and in the way they wish to tell it. Some of the artists that are appearing are Marion Barry, Sam Bob, Emily Grace Brook, Sharon Crandall, Caitlin Hayes, Wayne Sprecht, Simon Webb, Colleen Winton, and Rogi Yu. And that'll be accompanied by the International World Theater Day message, which was written by Helen Mirren, and it'll be read by some local artists in different languages. So Marion Barry is going to do the Norwegian version. Rebecca Duncan will do it in Squamish. Alan Dominguez in Spanish. Anna Hagen in English. Shizuka Kai in Japanese. And Joey L'Esperance in French. And it'll be closed captioned, so if you don't understand Norwegian, you can follow along. It launches on Saturday, March 27th at 12:01 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, which is 1 minute after midnight Friday night, for those of you that can follow that kind of stuff. You can find it at westerngoldtheater.org or on their Facebook page, Western Gold Theater Society.
Was oops, he tested our it could all get taken away. Get taken away if I don't let you stay. All could get taken away if I let you stay. Oh, oh. He was caught beating. He said it's just a wrestle.
Are you one of those, I really want to make a podcast? People? Well, we've got a huge opportunity to share with you. StoryHive is giving away 10 grants of $10,000 each to aspiring podcasters in BC and Alberta. Since 2013, TELUS StoryHive has funded and supported emerging creators with mentorship and guidance from the National Screen Institute, bringing hundreds of creative Western Canadian projects to life. This time, they're taking to the airwaves with their inaugural podcast edition, dropping on November 4th. StoryHive is looking for original nonfiction podcast concept pitches from BC and Alberta residents. Make sure you apply before December 2nd at storyhive.com and you could get $10,000 to get your podcast off the ground. That's storyhive.com for all the details. Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown east side. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment.
Treat me like the way I used to. And when will I see the feelings right in front of me? I know they're out there, I know that you care, but people run away and I'm scared. But honestly, the truth is that I just wanna be like her and all of her stars. She dances in the moonlight, not afraid to fall apart. And all of your tears seem to dry as she smiles like the sunrise, giving you no reason to cry. Oh, how I long to be like her. I know what you're gonna say. Did you feel this way? Trust me, I know what I've seen, and people seem to have a hard time seeing me. Like last night when I saw her there, laid in your bed, hand in your head, to say he's better off without you. Lose me, I tell him, 'cause you sure want more. But I am safe as I turn away. Honestly, the truth is that I don't need a big bird. You and all of your scars, out in the moonlight, I'll be there when you fall apart, and all of my tears suddenly dry. When I see you smile at sunrise, you can hear all the world sigh. Oh, how I've longed to be with her.
A year after initial closure of theater and live events due to COVID-19, the Arts Club Theater Company announces This Is Something Else, Consciously Eclectic Histories of the Arts Club. Over the course of the 5 episodes, documentary theater maker Andrew Kushner explores a wide range of themes and topics, from the Arts Club's humble beginnings on Seymour Street to its current status as Canada's largest urban theater company. It shines a light on the remarkable women who fought for Vancouver's cultural institutions and some of the Arts Club's noteworthy ups and downs. He also delves into the cultural forces that have had a hand in forming the Vancouver professional theater ecology, the counterculture movement of the 60s, the city's real estate market, artists' relationship to the land, and our current global pandemic. The first episode will be released on Wednesday, April 7th, and further episodes will be released every week. And where can you find it, everyone, all together now? Wherever you get your podcasts. Well done.
it? How will it? What will it take? How much does it? How will it? What will it take?
Thinking about the history of this territory, what were its strengths and weaknesses? What has been lost and what has been gained? This land that has layers of complex history, layers of ancestry, Oxen. How can we bring the past closer to the future? The Oxen Peninsula was lived on by both Musqueam and Squamish people. There were longhouses and canoes from both nations along the bank. People just lived here, without divides or boundaries, by respecting each other's families, homes and belongings.
That's a moment from Oaks and Spirit. This westward walking sonic experience with Jeanette Kotowich is the latest release from Push Festival's Push Walks. You can download it at pushfestival.ca and then head down to Spanish Banks and allow yourself to be guided by the narration, encompassed in the present moment, witnessing as much of your surroundings as possible while simultaneously giving over to your imagination. The sonic environment for this piece was crafted and composed by Matthew Morish out of a tapestry of field recordings, imagined spaces, echoed memories, and rhythms of the earth. Pushwalks are free to download and can be found at pushfestival.ca. You just scroll down the homepage to find Pushwalks.
Ringing tone.
United Players of Vancouver presents Silent Sky by Lauren Gunderson. It runs March 26th to April 18th. It's the true story of 19th century astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, and it explores a woman's place in society during a time of immense scientific discoveries. Starring Jenna Hill as Henrietta, with Anna Bui, Rebecca De Burr, Karthik Kadam, and Rona McCallum-Lichtenwald. It runs online from March 26th till April 18th, Thursday through Saturday at 8 o'clock, and Sundays at 2. With in-house performances at the Jericho Arts Center running as soon as the Provincial Health Authority gives the green light, if that ever happens. You can see it for $30. Seniors and students pay $26, and all the information and tickets and everything are available online at unitedplayers.com. Friend of the show, Jack Patterson's Bouche Theater Collective is continuing their free online pan-Canadian workshop series, A Glimpse into New Translation. This month, they examine Leanna Brody's translation of Philippe Slaudevilla's award-winning Emigration Trilogy, a deeply personal work taking us on a journey of two continents and four generations, from Spain to Quebec, from 1917 to 2017, and the search for belonging in Canadian culture. It runs in three parts, Tales of the Moon, Tales of the Snow, and Tales of the Sun. On consecutive Sundays, March 14th, 21st, and 28th at noon Pacific. You can get all the details at Bushwhacked, and that's spelled BOUCHEWHACKED.com. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Next month, the Arts Club will launch Right From the Wings, an in-house program offering brief, self-guided writing residencies. It happens from April 12th to the 23rd, and the writers will be hosted at the company's three venues, the BMO Theatre Centre in the Olympic Village, the Granville Island Stage on Granville Island, and the Stanley Industrial Alliance Stage on Granville Street. Aware of the pressures of working from home, the Arts Club will provide the quiet environment for writers looking for alternative workspaces. Writers can be at any point in their career and may use the time and space provided to work on any project of their choosing in any form or medium. Each Arts Club writing space will be physically distanced and equipped with a desk and internet access. Applications can be submitted until Sunday, March 21st, and information on how to apply is at artsclub.com. United Players of Vancouver has an audition call for The Here and This and Now by Glenn Waldron. It's going to be up in June from the 4th to the 27th at the Jericho Arts Center with online presentation as well. Online presentation for sure, hopefully live from the Jericho Arts Center as well, depending on when the provincial government will allow us to have audiences in our theaters again. The date for the audition is March 25th. It's an online audition, and you're asked to submit a self-tape with headshot and resume. Character breakdowns, synopsis, all the details on this play can be found at unitedplayers.com/auditions. And notice that if you are going to do an audition tape, please do it in your normal accent, even though these are British characters. They'd rather hear you do your own natural accent first. If you are able to do a successful British accent, you can do a few lines at the end of the speech after that, but they really want to hear your voice. The rehearsals will be starting on Zoom, and then they'll move into the rehearsal room, and then all the COVID-19 safety protocols will be strictly observed. So if you want to find out all about this, you go to unitedplayers.com/auditions, or you can send an email to the producer, Linda Begg, and her email is lindabegg, that's L-I-N-D-A-B-E-G-G, 52@gmail.com. And the Belkin Gallery at UBC is accepting applications for some summer positions. These are UBC student positions. There's two gallery attendants, public programs assistant, and a special project curatorial assistant. The positions are posted on Careers Online until March 28th, and they're open to UBC students only. Applications will be accepted until the positions are filled. You can go to students.ubc.ca/career for full details, including eligibility, job descriptions, requirements, wages, hours, and application instructions. There's also one position through Young Canada Works in Heritage Institutions. This is a public programs production assistant, and the application deadline for this one is Tuesday, April the 6th. You can visit Young Canada Works for eligibility and program details, or you can find out details on all this stuff at the Belkin site, which is Belkin, B-E-L-K-I-N, .ubc.ca/news. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. So that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Music today was by Dew, Cold Calculi, Mako Yamamoto, Dexter Dynamo, Savannah Reed, Madeline Reed, Jody Glenham, Summer Eyes, and Tough Age. And our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to The Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 right here on CITR. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
CITR 101.9. broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, this is Taylor Morey from Deadweight Citizens Brigade, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver's home of rock and roll.
Case of pass.